Wow, that's an amazing, beautiful piece of music by Grammy Award winning Richard Bonnard. And of course, he won in the 49th Grammy Award. That's in 2007. He had three nominations and got one out of it. It's an amazing piece of music. Mutula Mutu is what he calls that one. I told you about that song, which of course simply means the benediction of a long life. That's what that song is talking about. Check him out. If you enjoy good music, you know, add that to your playlist, because I enjoy great music. He's an instrumentalist, multi-instrumentalist. You know, he's also a Grammy Award-winning artist. And yes, he's Cameroonian. So
I was waiting for you to say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was waiting. Yes. I was waiting. You feel like you wanted to, you felt like home today?
You know, I mean, I apart from just being Cameroonian, the fact is that, and I was doing a research recently to find out, okay, the Grammy Awards, how many African artists have won the Grammy Award? And I saw that a lot of Africans have won Grammy Awards. In fact, Burna Boy is not even the first person to win, first Nigerian to win a Grammy Award. Mm. There are people who have won Grammy Awards who are Nigerians in the past. Mm-hmm. But, you know, because we put a lot of things in the box, you know, you just... Yeah, he's got to be someone who started from, you know, Nigeria, push it from here and all right. that. But once you're Nigerian, you're Nigerian. You win a Grammy Award as a Nigerian, you're Nigerian. It doesn't matter, as it were. So, yeah, I did that research and I found out that a lot of people have won. I mean, who would have thought that someone like Richard Bonnard had won the Grammy Awards, you know, as it were. I mean, check him out. You enjoy his music. I could also recommend the likes of Lokwa Kanza. You could check them out. This is a great African artist, you know, who are in the league of the likes of Asha.
Yeah.
You know, the likes of Manu Dibango.
Absolutely.
Before he died and all that. So there's great music. I love music, so you know that for sure. You can find from the sound that I listen to.
Mm. Yeah. Talking about Burna Boy.
Yeah.
And his concert at the Madison Square Garden.
I mean, that's massive, really. If you look at it, it's massive.
What do you think about his performance? What do you think about his what I call his stage presence, or his... I would say performance, right? Yeah, his performance.
I think he's an amazing performer. You know, he's an amazing performer. I mean, we all have agreed that. I mean, he shut down shows. He manages the stage very well.
Mm.
And, you know, he sings. You know,
yeah.
So there's a lot of energy. He dances.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
I'm waiting for you to...
His leg walk, everything combined together.
But do you think that there's a little bit of the overdue?
Aha.
Do you think that?
Aha. You know, before Burna Boy's fans would come from, because these days, you know, the way fans come from people, they don't even think logically.
I really feel for Regan.
But the truth is,
oh my goodness.
First of all, the fact that he shut down Madison Square Garden, it's like, I mean, that's New York. That's major.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just come from nowhere and you go to Madison Square Garden and try to shut it down.
People are talking about
his performance.
Yeah, people are talking about how he, would I call that, he lost his temper, or, you know, he got so high on the performance that he smashed a guitar.
You know,
did you see that?
He can buy it. He has the money to play.
Is it about buying it?
Yes, sir.
Is it about buying it?
Yeah, I mean, that's him. That's him. You know, when...
He wanted to hail the crowd. Like, yo,
no,
God.
You know, you see, he has sang it in the song before. Is it when the bad do the entire body? Entire body.
Hmm.
I think the bad do just entire body and he decided to go crazy. I mean, we've seen cases like that, you know. How about those who get overexcited and then they fall off the stage?
Mm.
How about those who, you know, even miss their lines and just forget something? I mean, he broke a guitar. Don't mind me, I'm just excited because, I mean, Kilo Shele, Egbo, Egbo. I'm watching the video right now, really. I'm just like, Egbo, Kilo Shele, Kilo Apu. Is there an enemy on that place that you are using the guitar to break? Guys, have you seen the video? If you haven't seen it, you can check it out. But hey, shout out to...
Burna Boy.
To Burna Boy and the entire team who have pushed the sound, the new sound from across the African continent called Afrobeat to the world. And Afrobeats with an S to the world. Shout out to all of you. And a big shout out to you know, I'm going to mention this quickly because it's necessary. Big shout out to the man... Ayo Shunaya. All right. I mean, he just released a documentary on Afrobeats. the backstory. Mm. It's on Netflix, guys. I'm amazing story. And of course, you know him. He's one of the guys who have been, you know, documenting this story. I like this particularly because, you know, I've said this before, that now we're enjoying the love from all around the world. We're enjoying the sound from Africa, mm-hmm. specifically from Nigeria,
right.
The Afrobeat sound. You know, it's not going to last forever. It's not going to be there forever. I can assure you that. If you go back in time and look at music from the days of when the samba music was everywhere, the guys in the Caribbeans, they were doing, you know, Loka Loka and all the sounds like that. Soca music also,
mm-hmm.
you know, when it was all making sense. It was all, every sound around the world was soca.
Yeah.
And you move away from there, you move to the time when it was dancehall, reggae tune, you know, rub-a-dub music. It was everywhere. Everyone wanted to be with Sean Paul, do a song with Sean Paul.
Right.
Shabaranks, I mean, before Sean Paul, the Shabaranks and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It died down, you know. There was also a time that it was Makossa music. If it was not Makossa music, it's not from Africa.
True that.
You get what I'm saying?
True that.
What we call Makossa, the Sukus,
Dumbulu,
you know, Mapuka, all those sounds put together from, you know, along the Congo River. If you like, all those big sounds. It was, there was a time, that was what it was. There was a time it was Zouk music, Zouk. Yeah. That kind of music, Zouk music, which of course, you know, it was what represented the sound of Africa. So let's not get too carried away with the love and the great stories of the Afrobeat sound, because trust me, music moves from region to region. It would certainly move when the time is right.
I agree.
All right, absolutely.
I agree.
So that documentary means a lot. Because that means we're documenting the story.
Yeah.
It means a whole lot, and I think it's a step in the right direction. And kudos to Ayo, by the way.
All right, on that note, welcome Lagos. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techies. I know you missed me yesterday, but hey, I'm back with my awesomeness as usual. Laughing you to greatness. I'm laughing away.
The sorrows.
Our sorrows. Anyway, check your time. It's 15 minutes past 10. Today's the 3rd of May, 2022. It's a Tuesday. What a day to be alive. It's a holiday season. Oh, my goodness. I want to give you all a huge shout-out. And shout-out to our Muslim brothers and sisters. You all are amazing. And, I haven't seen any meat just yet.
Meat.
Yeah, I haven't. But, I mean, it looks like every this period, you know, every year we get to demand, we get to ask for, you know, that, you know.
They'll say this is a small layer, that the big layer is coming.
For that. Anyway, some of my friends actually did something, so I should be going for a visit anytime soon.
Right, and I'm just hearing that. Great. Fantastic, beautiful. I just heard about that now. It's okay. It's okay.
You were not invited, so
it's just me. I get it, but, you know, I'm just hearing.
Yes.
I'm just calling Steke, just hearing that.
That I was invited.
She's going for a party. Or she's going to eat Ileya meat right after the show.
I was going to tell you.
You were going to tell me.
I was
going
to tell you. So I just had to put that in the speech band.
I get it. So, talking about telling you, you know, we're going to pick everything from everything we say. Guys, just follow the flow. You all right? Follow the flow. At 11 o'clock, we'll have a conversation, which, of course, concerns everybody.
Mm.
You know, you always say, no, I can relate to this. But let's go with the flow right now. Talking about telling your partner, all right, where you're going to, what you're doing, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you telling me that, I want to step out, I'm coming. It's not a location.
Yes.
You know, until I had to, like, dig deep and look at some of those things, and I said, look, truly, truly, it is very important for us to let the most, the closest person to us mm-hmm. know our exact location.
True.
You know, and those who are with, especially with this security situation right now, especially this political area and all the things that are happening around. And I just want to rekindle or reiterate the importance of that. I know as men, there's the ego they enter from time to time.
Mm.
I'm stepping out, I'm coming, I need to see a friend. You know, I want to grab a bite, or I want to grab a glass of water. If you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I want to take something hot, like hot water. Guys, don't put me in trouble. NBC is listening, but you get my drift, right?
Yeah, we
absolutely
do.
So that's not a location. That's not information that anybody can use.
Yeah.
Or better still, you can set up, a Google. You can set up a notification, all right, where you know, wherever you go, your partner gets a notification of where you are at the moment.
Yay.
Aha.
Is that not set off?
Why is it set off?
I know some guys will be listening to you and be like, hey, Collins. Hey.
Okay, but where are you going to? Where are you going to that you don't want your partner to know?
Well, you should know better. You should know better. I mean, you should know that there's some you are also listening to us. You know that you don't usually like that your partner know where you are. And you know, most times when we call and say, where are you? You're like, I am at so-so-so place. You don't like telling the exact location where you are.
Because
you now do go notification that this is where I am.
Okay, this is it. Because that question of where are you?
Uh-huh.
Let's even address the question. Let's address it. That where are you can be, let me tell you the truth, you know.
What?
That where are you? As the first question you ask when you call your partner, especially if you know, the woman calling the man.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. For me, it doesn't come out well. Somehow. You know, where am I
we
now?
We just want to find out.
Where am I
innocently,
now?
Just innocently.
I'm in Lagos.
Where are you?
I'm in Lagos.
Yeah, where in Lagos?
I'm in Lagos.
Just so that we can be aware of the exact place
yes,
that you are.
Yes, I know.
You see, this goes back to you saying, no, send your notification. Why is it difficult to say the exact place that you're in? Are you scared that I'm going to storm the place and be like, yo, I caught you red-handed?
So let me tell you what I think it is.
What?
Maybe it's one of those things like, what would you like to eat?
Uh-huh.
Anything. It's that kind of situation.
Okay.
I think we should rephrase it.
From?
We understand that your question, the reason for your question is to know where you are for safety purposes.
Yes.
Just in case,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But the question usually comes out like, you know, hope you're not in a place where you're not supposed to be.
If that's the case, is that a wrong thing?
If that's the case,
yeah,
you have activated my defensive mode. I am already defensive. I'm telling you, Jack.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm on my way. You know, but if you make it safety, which is more important?
So wait.
Which
okay,
is
yeah,
more
safety,
important?
Safety.
Safety. You know, hanging out with
really?
Friends you don't want
safety.
To have
them
hang out with. Which is more important? No.
Okay, safety, right?
But the question
safety.
Usually comes out as if it's not safety, like, I
but
just want to know
really?
Where you are.
We want to know.
Why?
There's nothing wrong.
Why?
Because we're your wife.
I'm money. So when
because I'm your wife.
There are places you go to, they call them Osafueto.
And you keep saying that.
Coral.
We know. You
so
keep
when
saying
you
that.
Get there,
the,
you don't
it
want
has to, be,
you don't
it
have
has
to disclose
be a,
your location.
No, you have to. You have to disclose your location, especially to somebody like me. You have to disclose your location. So this is how it comes up.
I agree with
so
you.
So this is how it comes
but the
up.
The question should not
when
be
when I ask, where are you? Uh-huh. And you're like, like you said earlier, I'm in Lagos. And I'm like, I'm also in Lagos. Where exactly in Lagos are you in? And then you're going, and...
If I mention, I say I'm in Ikoyi.
Yes. Where exactly in Ikoyi are you? No, you need to like tell us. See, if you were talking to somebody else who isn't close to
but
you.
But you know if I say I'm around Bodilon.
The moment you start hiding information,
yeah.
My suspicion increases rather.
Okay, but there's a thing. Your reason for calling, is it just to know where I am or for safety purposes?
But what's your issue with why I'm asking?
No.
I want to know, what is your issue with why I'm asking?
The reason I'm
what
saying
exactly
this,
is the problem with why I'm asking?
The reason I'm saying this, I want to believe that I'm not the only man that feels this way. I understand that women really care.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know, to say the least, they care. But at the same time, that question, I don't know, how many men do you feel, how many of you feel like, you know, it's some kind of intrusion, some kind of
it's intrusive.
Policing.
Okay.
Or
monitoring.
Monitoring. And okay. No man really wants to feel that way, really.
Okay.
You know, even though it's out of love.
Yeah.
This is some code right here.
Okay.
Women, you might want to take this.
Okay.
You can advise us too. We know how to know you better.
Okay.
But if I'm wrong, guys, call me up and tell me.
Okay.
How do you always feel when your partner calls you and the first question is, where are you?
That's not usually my first question.
No, whether it's the first question or...
But I eventually get to ask.
Where are you? Okay, I also want to push it further. When you say I am in Ikoyi, for example,
uh-huh.
Is that always enough?
No.
Would they ask,
never enough.
Where in Ikoyi?
Yes.
I'm in Bodilon. Would that be enough?
No. Where exactly in Bodilon?
I'm in Baba's house.
Who is Bada?
Oh.
Right. Oh, who is Bada?
That is where the problem is.
It's no problem. him. I mean,
that is it.
See, we are being protective.
What if I tell you?
Hey, baby, I mean, we are being protective.
Or what if I tell you that and I assure you? It's a matter of trust. It could be trust. It can be trust sometimes.
Trust issues,
yes.
As in not trusting that your man
is in a
good place.
Because what if I respond by saying, where are you? I'm in Ikoyi.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm having a drink with some friends in Ikoyi.
Yes.
And I'm fine. Will it end there? You ask what friends?
Before.
You ask what friends?
Before.
Some friends is okay.
We need to know those friends. I mean, if you are in a safe place or or not.
See, one of the rules of men is that we resist the urge.
To shalaye. Okay.
You understand? It's not because we have any intention or whatever, but we don't just like that
question. Where are you question?
Anyway, I don't know. Maybe I'm speaking for my own head, though. Let me hear the other men out there who feel the same way. Maybe we settle this today and have a solution to this.
It's still What's Up Lagos. So the phone lines are open. Call us up and tell us how you are doing this morning. It's the holiday season, so I'm guessing most of us are home chilling. But hey, we're here keeping you entertained, informed, and also, you know, just having a good time on radio. Do call us up 0700-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190.
Hi, good morning.
What's up,
Woo! Cheers to love!
Yes!
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good morning
to you.
My name is Jessaloba.
All right, Jessaloba, how are you?
Wow.
I called yesterday.
Yes, you called, that's
you
right.
You were 5 years yesterday.
I'm to beat Andrew.
Yes,
okay,
thank you.
Oh, really? Yeah. Happy birthday to you, darling. I wish you all the very best.
Not that day, she wants to just greet you.
Oh, really? I thought you said she was 5 yesterday.
I didn't call yesterday.
Oh, really? My bad.
What we are discussing, this is Adeshewa from Ikorodu.
Welcome.
That's my last card. That's my last bond.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
So about this calling and knowing where you are.
Mm.
You know, I have a very funny experience with one guy. He was owing me some money. We were both in DRC, but he was at the front. So I called him. He said, hey, madam, I'm at Abuja. I was like, turn around. You see me in that same Abuja now. You see me in that same Abuja with you. In fact, some people, when then Andre, that question is getting too much now. Which friend? What place?
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Bimbo from Ajawa State is on the line. Before we go on a break, move away from
the hello.
Hi.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Bimbo.
Yeah, Andrea, first. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Andrea, you're acting like a CID.
Oh.
Yeah. You're acting like a CID. Your questions are getting too much.
Oh.
Where are you? Are you having, like, insecurity or what? I don't know.
Yeah.
Where are you? What are you doing? This one, that one.
So what is your own personal experience? You as a person, how do you feel when your partner
asks you? My own is one. It's like if I'm driving a car, I do a decoy. Like, I have, if I...
Bonanza, Bonanza, way be Bonanza. Send your parcel away be from Lagos to Abuja, Asaba, Uwiri, Imbisi, Umuaya, Port Harcourt for 2,000 naira only. With transit, transport, and cargo. Make sure you walk into our office and get your receipt and tracking code. Please avoid roadside transactions. There's also Bonanza for transportation from Lagos to Abuja, Asaba, Uwiri, Imbisi, Umuaya, and Port Harcourt for 10,500 naira only. Transit, transport, and cargo is one of the fast-growing modern transport outfits in Nigeria. Transit are into Siana Charter Bus Services, transportation, cargo delivery services anywhere in Nigeria. Transit is at number 22 Ikorodu Road, Chibowu, Lagos, Nigeria. For more info, call or book online via WhatsApp on 070-251-5017 and 070-251-5018 or visit www.transitng.com. Transit, go beyond limit.
I saw my friends and family. Them bust my head, them send money. One more, them go all out for me. Oh. All out, we tell us. Plenty bills you got to pay. Certain amount today. Get the loan without delay. All out, money. All out, big injury.
All out, big
time. When I walk today, I've been a kill you day.
All out,
go all the way.
All out, big
time. Alad, your bank, your way. Powered by Wemo Bank.
Chai! I remember when I did off my data up and down because I won't save up. But now with Airtel, I did get more data to flex anyhow.
How come? Now who get more? They do more. And with the new Airtel data more plan, same 500 naira go give you 2.5 gigabytes. And with 3,000 naira, now 11 gigabytes flexing you enter. So, dial star 141 ash now to begin enjoy.
Airtel, the smartphone network. Enjoy the creamy coffee taste of Cowbell Coffee. Round the clock, it's really delicious. Taste it and you'll love it. Cowbell Coffee. Taste the creamy side of coffee.
Now available in multi-pack pouches at 750 naira only.
Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk. This is an infomercial.
Do you have the right systems in place for your auditing and financial reporting to be efficient, profitable, and compliant in a post-pandemic world? As a trusted leader in auditing and financial reporting software, Caseware Africa equips clients with the tools they need to compete in a rapidly changing industry. With remote-friendly infrastructure and input from top subject matter experts, Caseware Africa transforms the way finance professionals work. Contact us at 0803-971-7617 or visit casewareafrica.com. Book a demo today. Are you a graduate seeking a scholarship or seeking admission and desire to study in the UK? We help you gain admission into London South Bank University, Coventry University, University of West of England, University of Dundee, University of Greenwich, plus 120 other universities. Meet our representatives at Radisson Blue Hotel, 1A Ozumba Mbadiwe Avenue, Victoria Island, Lagos. Date, Saturday, 7th of May, 2022. The time is 9 a.m. Benefits include free admission counseling, face-to-face meeting with the university reps, the on-the-spot application submission of September 2022 intake, 95% visa guarantees, 100% free visa counseling, partial scholarships discount, etc. Of course, for more information, call 0903-212-9233. That's 0903-212-9233. Or 0805-501-7084. That is 0805-501-7084. The email is info.lagos@ahzassociates.co.uk. That's info.lagos@ahzassociates.co.uk.
Thank you very much. And there we continue with the show live for those joining us for the first time. His name is Deus Plug. He brings the news you can use to improve your life from time to time. All right, great. I don't know. Maybe we should take it to like, before people now turn the whole matter to like, is Andrew and Collins. The
reason. I mean, that's how he started.
It's okay. It's okay if you want. Is this, you know, I don't know how people.
Like, he called me insecure. Like, come on.
That was like, he didn't get the drift, but it's fine for you. The whole idea here, obviously, he's not married. Maybe he's not married.
Don't mind him.
So, the idea here is to address it holistically.
Yeah.
Not be saying when I come to judge matter.
Oh, they judge me. They judge Collins. They judge me. Because we carry our matter come outside.
Hello. You know, here's the thing. No, no, it's for you get my point. We're not saying you can't talk about it. No, yeah, okay.
Oh,
but the whole idea is not for you to come and as if you are the judge, as if we're having a if we have a quarrel, nobody will settle up. Really, you know that for sure, right? So we're bringing this because I have also sat with fellow men.
Yeah.
You know, and we've had conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And I sampled opinions like, what is it that you don't like about, you know, you being, even though your wife is showing that, look, the care, or your partner, your girlfriend, or that is just out of care, all right? What is it, you know, how do you take the question of where are you, you know, you know, wanting to know what you are specifically at every point in time?
Mm-hmm.
To you, do you look at it like it's a, you know, she's trying to be, she's checking if you are safe where you are because of the state of things. Is it a security check?
Yeah.
Or to you, do you think it's just overwhelming? It's just too
or
much?
Or trust issues.
Trust issues. Mm-hmm. Or how do you take it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a major conversation because I've had people just get issues, you know, have issues with their partners.
With the, especially the question, where are you?
Where are you?
Mm.
Where are you is a tough question to answer by a man most times.
Why is it a tough question to answer? Because, I mean, if you don't have anything to hide, why don't you just say, okay, this is where I am?
Let me use a typical example. We'll go back to the phone lines now because I see a lot of messages, all right?
Mm-hmm.
If a guy is asking a guy, where you did?
Yes.
You know, we have codes. I could just say, man, I'm in the Lungu, I'm in the area.
Yeah.
I'm in the area, he understands. He knows.
Because he knows where you usually go to hang out.
He's not,
yes, that's the thing. He knows where you usually go to hang out.
Yeah.
But how about someone who does not know where you usually go to hang out?
Guy code, we don't reveal where we are.
See, for your guys, you can be that free with your guys. Yeah. But how about you be free with your woman?
The guys may not
judge. And
tell
your woman
exact
place.
The guy?
The woman is not judging. She just wants to know.
No. Where are you is always serious. Even if it's babe, where are you? I don't want to hear it. Where are you? Where am I? Where? I'm in Lagos. Let's take some calls. Guys, tell us your personal experience, if you've had that, and what your opinion is on this, that question, as a man and a woman. Now, there are also women who do not like being, you know, where are you, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
And also ended a relationship with a guy because of that where are you question.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this.
Okay, look, then the phone lines. Jeez.
You people like a proco.
Well, now, hold on. Let me call the phone lines for those who don't have it, okay? 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. And then the WhatsApp number, if you want to drop a WhatsApp message.
It's 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. We are the Techers. And this is Nigeria Info. Don't forget that.
Hello.
Hi.
Top of the day to you. Andrela. And the man from Kalahari Desert. Hello, baby.
I'm not from Kalahari Desert.
Holy Adam.
Holy Adam. Good
evening. Yeah. As regards to your talk, you know, I've not been calling things.
Yes, yeah. Hope you're fine.
They blocked my line. I wanted to report the matter to you, sir, so that you go and sort it out for me.
Okay.
I know you say, But what is there that it's somebody that you care for, that you ask where is she or where is he?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For instance, if I make a call to my daughter, I say, are you at home? He say, no, where are you? That is a matter of care.
Mm.
But if it is someone I don't really have a connection to, you just call my line to give me business, we discuss about the business first.
Yeah.
Whether he's talking from Abuja, he's talking from London, the most important thing that is the business, I am consigned with him.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody asks Andrela, where are you? It's because he has consigned for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he wants to kind of give a oral possession or opinion that he or she loves you.
Exactly. All right.
I love your weapon.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you
God.
So much.
I want to give Madame Igbe a hug right now.
Bimbo is back. Bimbo, move away from your radio. All right, move away from
your radio. Okay. What's up, Lagos, again?
Yes, welcome. Alive, sorry welcome. We had to go on a break.
First thing is just that what I was saying before was just that.
Mm-hmm.
My own is if you are going somewhere, first thing is get a decoy, park your car 3 streets away from where you are going to. 3 safe streets away from where you are going to. That's a normal guy code, one of the guy codes.
Yeah.
Second one, anyone that's been too overprotective, where are you? There was someone I was calling yesterday, I said, where are you? He shouted on me. Do you ask me where I am again? Okay. At this time of the day, you should know where I am.
Hmm.
You understand?
All right.
And it's, if you are a friend to somebody, for a period of time, you should know where the person is at that particular point in time.
Yeah.
All right.
You understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the third one is husband to wife.
Uh-huh.
If you know you don't want that kind of question of where are you?
Yes.
Just settle the house very well and live gently.
Shout out to you, man. The last part, man. You deserve a round of applause for that one. You deserve it.
Before you try.
Alright, have yourself a good day. I agree with him because, I mean, you, when it comes to both of us this time, the only time I'll call you to say where are you is when something, you know, when we've had an agreement or
when is that no something?
Hello, sir. Allow me to land. You know, that's when I get agitated. Like, come on, look at the time. This man is not here. Where are you?
Yeah,
but
that's right.
Yes, and then the times where you send a text to me and say I'm at so-so place in case you need me.
Yeah.
Do I ever call you to say where are you?
You don't.
When you cannot send a text, don't you leave letters, written notes,
I
like
do
on
that,
a sheet
man.
Of paper?
Guys, can you hear the number of things I do?
So yeah, sometimes he leaves a note. Like he leaves a paper note.
Yeah.
You know, writing where he is, you know, and all of that stuff. And say, you know what, if you need me, I'm at so-so place, I'll be back at this time.
Yeah.
So it's when it's past that time, I'm like, guy. Where are you? You know, and if you hadn't told me that you'll be out at this time and you'll be at this place at this time, I go to say, where are you? And before we got married, right, I think that was when I was very, where are you? Mm. Where exactly are you?
Yeah.
Who are you hanging out with? You know, I think it was you know, during those times I get to ask those questions a lot. But hey.
So can we rephrase the question to start with something else?
Like,
where am I? That question is tough. See, let me tell you.
Let me ask this question. What really goes through the mind of a man when a woman asked him, where are you?
So, not to make excuses, every human being has habits.
Yeah.
You know, let's cut dale. So there are some habits men are not proud of. Just human beings are not proud of.
Uh-huh.
So especially when they're within the environment of practicing.
With the environment of ones.
Oh, let me not go there. But you get what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when at that time it's tough to answer that question. It sounds as if, you know, you're already protecting because... where am I about?
That means you are doing something that you don't want your wife to know. That's why you will be defensive. I mean,
can there be something you do that your wife will not know? Can there be?
What exactly is that thing? Is it is that thing detrimental to your health? Is that thing detrimental to our relationship? Then I have every right to be, you know?
Okay. Let's hear more from Lagos.
Okay, then. Hello.
It's making sense. Hello. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Yeah. Fine. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, the question, where are you? The woman has the right to ask the husband, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the woman cares.
Yeah.
Because the Bible said, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder.
Let no sucker.
Yeah.
No beer parlor.
Yeah.
Nothing can put asunder.
God bless you, my brother.
My wife always asks me, sweetheart, the first question, sweetheart, where are you? I'm in the office. I'm here. I'll go straight for the question. No dodging.
Yeah.
Why should I be angry?
God bless you.
We are one. The same is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh.
I'm learning.
If I know I don't like her, I don't love her, I will not get married to her.
So
if you ask me, where are you? I feel happy. That's all my wife cares.
Exactly.
She knows exactly where I am. I never make me get angry. I'm here. In the church. In the office, I'm in the church. I'm on friends. You tell, go straight to the
point.
Men should not feel bad.
Okay.
If you are feeling bad, you know there's something in the secret he's doing that he doesn't want the wife to know.
All right.
Thank you so much. What's
Thank
your
you
name?
Very much.
Tell us your name.
My name is Michael.
All right, Michael. Thank you so much for calling.
Michael, you're a legend. Do you think there's something that you I don't want you to know?
I think I know everything. You're like I think I know everything, right?
Yep.
I think I do know everything because you are very open to me, right?
Yeah, more. I don't
but the
lie.
Thing that you know that I don't know. Like.
That I keep doing.
That you keep doing. That's what you keep hiding from me. So.
And that's why you keep calling me, where are you? Where
yes.
Are you? So the where are you is not to check.
So let me tell you. So the where are you is not to, it will check where you are. Because one, I know where you are.
Wait now.
Let me get there. Now we're taking it personal.
Yes.
So it's not to ask. It's not to know where you are. Yeah. Because I mean, I know where you are.
Yep.
And I sometimes get to know what you're doing, even though I'm not there. You know, But the reason I get to call is so that I can also register my presence.
Yeah.
So that I will be your consciousness. So that if you want to do something that you know I don't like.
More
when
don't
I just
you.
When
More
I just less. Call like this, hello. Where are you? Your heart will be doing boom boom. Boom boom.
That's tormenting.
And then you not say, I am in that place. Hey, which place?
Why? I mean, you know where I am. Anyways, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. Hi. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Ngozi.
Welcome.
I'm calling from Isola.
All right. Welcome.
Well, for me, I think it's just an ego thing. I don't see the reason why a man should be angry or even a woman if somebody asks, where are you? Or is it that we don't understand English language again? or just that we just want to turn it our own way? Where are you is where are you. There's no other meaning, where are you? So I feel a spouse or any person wants to play prank when you ask, where are you? If he is not in the right place, he should be. If you are, for instance, in the office and your wife asks, where are you? Immediately you will answer, I'm in the office.
Yeah.
But whenever you find yourself in a place that you are not supposed to be, then you flare up because you are not angry and you are not proud of yourself to mention where you are.
Yeah.
So you start playing psychology game on the woman by flaring up.
Yeah.
So
right.
I think in this part of the world and what is happening now, nobody should even go out without telling, especially a married person, the closest person to you should be your spouse.
Yep.
You should be able to register, this is where I'm going.
Right.
And it's not that I'm going to Ikeja, you should be specific.
Yeah.
In case if anything happens or anything comes up, yes, the wife can say, yes, he was at so-so-so place at so-so-so time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Well said.
So the last part, the latter part of what she said, actually,
very key,
very valid.
You know, that's where we started from.
Yes, very, 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 very valid.
But there's always the steel seed. Let me tell you, me, I'm being real. All this, where are you? Is where are you? I agree. Where are you? It's a question. It's English.
Yeah.
It's the English language. Where are you? I agree. But you might say it's ego. You might say it's whatever.
Yeah.
But I say sometimes I've sampled so many men, and they're not so useless men. You know, I don't.
Or maybe could it be the tone at which the "where are you" comes?
It could be.
The tone
because it's always sounding like CID.
Yeah, attacking. Yeah.
Heavy. Am I? Yeah.
So maybe the tone.
You know,
so maybe the tone is a problem. Yeah. It's not like, you know, I bully you, right?
Yeah, what am I?
I bully you a lot.
I mean, you are my only bully. The only person that has
to
bully
person.
Me.
I'm the only person. If everybody, you ever bully him...
How can you?
I bully you, yeah?
No, you can only bully me.
So maybe the tone of my "where are you" is what gives you the...
Hello.
So, but I think that,
baby,
apart from my tone,
where are you?
It's a lie. There are times I do that too. But because you're defensive, that's where you take
offense.
Why
are we defensive? When you know I am, you're asking me, where are you? All right.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up,
Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Amaka from Fapline.
Welcome,
Amaka.
Amaka.
Okay. Okay. I have two brothers, the younger one and the elder one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when I call my younger brother asking, where are you? He's always like, what is it? Why are you asking? He's always very angry. That's my younger brother.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, then my elder brother, when I ask him, where are you? he would say, okay, I'm chilling with my friends. I'm just so pleased. So let's come answering me. Mm. So I was like, why is my younger brother behaving like that? So some people say that some guys don't like, you know,
yep,
somebody asking, where are you? I have a family friend that says the wife can never ask him, where are you? Mm. He said, he might ask how far? And I said, okay, I'm just so pleased. But how can you, my wife ask me, where are you? Mm. That is not right. But to me, I'm only asking to know if you are okay. I'm not asking to know where you are or to command you. Know. So men should, you know, should be calm with
you.
We don't mean any harm. We just want to know if it's fine or not. That's what I'm asking.
Mm. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you for that. Hello, Emmanuel.
Yes, Emmanuel.
Welcome. Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive.
This is the first time on this line.
Hey,
welcome.
Thank you. So my own take is, like the other lady said, mm-hmm. there's actually nothing wrong with a spouse or friend asking, where are you? Mm-hmm. There are reasons behind it. If you've been a precedent of an issue in the past, maybe there's not trust issues.
Yeah.
Then somebody will tend to ask you, where are you, all the time.
Yeah.
Because the subconscious is thinking, is he there or is she there?
Yeah.
Or something. So that comes, and then you will be defensive because you know what you've done.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if there've never been an issue at all, and they have no reason to keep asking you, where are you?
Yeah.
When they ask you, it's just an easy, simple question.
Innocent question.
All right.
Yes. Well, I'm here and there. I'm not there.
Yeah.
But it's very simple. If you have anything on your mind, and like I said, if you use the conscience somewhere,
yeah,
they begin to flare up because you don't want people to start monitoring what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Sure that. Thank you so much, Emmanuel.
Thank you. Has where are you been abused?
No, it hasn't.
Okay.
It hasn't. It looks like that where are you question is pregnant with a lot of things.
It all depends on the relationship you have.
Yeah.
And then there's got to be some level of trust. Even when you ask me where are you, when you know where I am.
Yeah.
I know that for you, for us, both of us,
mm-hmm.
you just want me to come back in time.
Yeah.
That's where are you.
Yeah.
The where are you is like, I know where you are, and I know you can't say it. So I'm asking you so that you feel uncomfortable and come back. I understand it. I won't lie. But for some people, they don't just want that question. Is it a sign of hiding something, or is it just, does it prick a man in a special way? Does it tamper with a man's ego somehow?
Hmm.
Because we all are just saying, oh, where are you is normal. There's nothing wrong. I agree.
Hmm.
But in your own personal situation as a person, if you get to realize that it pricks your man's ego, it flares up.
Yeah.
Will you keep asking, where are you? Where are you?
Or
would you look for better ways to go about it?
Yeah, for me, right? I would look for other ways to go about it, yeah? But it would pass a message to me that he's hiding something. That's exactly how it would come up to me, because
it could be
you're not communication, right? Like I keep saying, it's not just what people say vocally,
yeah,
right? It is also every other thing going on,
yeah,
right?
What you're not saying.
Mm. So for me, if you are defensive for a very innocent question, where are you? You're communicating something to me that is, I am hiding something from you, or I do not like that you're asking me this question. There's always something else that you're communicating,
yeah,
you know.
But then again, it could be as a result, for example, I'm having a chess game or somebody's having a chess game and it's in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, at that time, there's just a bit of pressure. I just want to be get away.
Yeah.
And then that question comes in, is wrong timing. It could just be wrong timing sometimes.
Mm.
It's not always that you're hiding something.
Okay.
I mean, from experience.
Okay, then. There are a lot of WhatsApp messages. I hope I'll be able to take a few before we go on a break. This is coming from Ene. Ene from Lekki says, where are you? That one Fitbit trick questions. Did you see me somewhere that you're asking? He says, so first, bend down, look around, and then you answer. All right, another here is coming from Michael. Michael from Okowonjo says, what's up, Lagos? Where are you? And he has that in capital letters.
Mm.
He says, this question is double-edged. It could actually be as a result of concern for safety.
Okay.
And on the other hand, it could be asked out of fear of the guy maybe somewhere suspicious.
Yeah.
But it often comes out like the partner doesn't trust you.
Yeah.
Mm. So it could be that you're questioning my trust.
Yes.
Mm.
In fact, he just nailed it. That's what I'm doing. Because the moment that question is coming up, where it'd be like, I don't trust me, don't you? I mean, what's this?
Yeah.
And then the man now becomes very defensive, especially if he's not doing anything,
yeah,
really, that should warrant your worries,
yeah,
you know, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
So you now become like, what's all this now? What, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's it. The question could come out like lack of trust.
Okay. Bode from Alakoko says, what's up, Lagos? He says, even God self asked Adam, where are thou? He says, but in most cases, it's insecurity that causes it, though.
All right.
All right. This one's coming from Ike from Sulere. He says, my wife will only ask me where I am, where she don't wait for me when it's mealtime. Says, forget if we dey quarrel, I'm on my own. So he's saying that his wife usually asks him, where are you, when he's running late and it's time for dinner.
Yeah.
But then when they're quarreling, he's on his own. That means if both are quarreling, no question of where are you.
So men, they bring up that fight just to avoid that where are you question. Am I speaking your mind, somebody? Somebody, please raise your hand.
All right, let me take this one quickly before we go on a break. It's coming from Jay. Jay's reaching out to us from Venice. He says, hi, the techies. That question, they boil me. Other questions are, who is texting you? Who is calling you? I think it's a male ego thing. It says, P.S., my wife is pure Caucasian. When my wife notices I get angry about the question, she changes the tactics and say, I am missing you. Where are you? It says, my button will be activated immediately. So is that what you're looking for?
No, we're talking.
Okay, so before you say, where are you? Yeah. You start with, hi, babe, I'm missing you. Where are you? Is that it?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want there's another one you use for me that make me, I'll start running. But I won't say it on the radio right now. But you know it. Oh, my, oh, my.
We're going on a break shortly.
In 8 seconds, we're going on a break. A lot of messages coming in.
A lot of messages. We'll take that during the flip side of 11. Stick around, Lagos. We'll be right back.
Talk, news, and sports after this.
Welcome back. What's up, Lagos is what it's called. It's 3 minutes to 11 o'clock, and we're doing this to 12. So welcome back. We are the Techies, and this is Nigeria Info 99.3.
All right, just before the news headlines, or the headline news, we'll take a few WhatsApp messages. This one here says, coming from Lillian Wealth, and she says, my husband will not answer the question straight. He will say, I'm coming.
Uh-huh.
Where are you coming through? All right, Victor from Lagos here says, he says, my girlfriend is in Abuja. My girlfriend will never forget the day she told me she was going to see a priest. And later in the day, I asked her where are you question, and she told me she was at the priest's house. And I told her to switch the video call and then pan the camera to any cross or rosary or picture of Jesus in the house. Come on. Oh, my God.
My brother, protect him. You know, people call it insecurity, but sometimes you just want to be protective and there's no crime.
Okay, Chike from Ebute Meta, he says, Andreas, sometimes men need to not tell their women everything. It says, for me, sometimes I go to see football and my team win, and maybe the time to see the games is 2 hours, as we've discussed. Or she knows maybe after the match, happiness carry me to take one or two bottles of drinks, and the football analysis continues from there, and there is an additional 1 hour. If she calls me at that time, I know I have exceeded my time and guilt comes in. I wouldn't be confident to tell her where I am. It says, instead of where are you, better tell that is the match not over, or gentle, tell me that it's past time and I supposed to match to is over. It says, come home and rest. It's coming from Chike.
Yeah, that does explain my situation.
Okay.
You just explained it. No. Because that's a typical situation.
We need to go for the news.
Exactly.
We're going for the news. Collins. Okay, welcome back. It's 3 minutes past 11. It's still What's Up Lagos with the Techies. I am Andrea, or Dual B Techie.
This is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins.
All right. If you missed the first hour of the show, well, we put up a conversation around the man and woman. Where are you? The where are you question. And it looks like it's not just us. It's It's a nationwide issue.
Yeah.
So a nationwide issue. And then there are lots of WhatsApp messages to take. Collins asked a question about it and saying that how many men receive the question, where are you? And how often do you receive the question? And after how do you handle such questions? Do you feel like your woman does not trust you when she gets to ask you that question? Or how do you interpret the question?
Is it an intrusion? Is it like an abuse of your privacy? What's the word?
Is she being intrusive?
Yeah. Do you feel that way? Or you know, we're married.
Why do you ask the question too?
Yeah, women have to answer that. Why? Why? What's the reason? Is it out of security? It was safety. Sorry, that's a word.
Yeah.
Or is it...
You're being caring.
Nobody will accept that they have insecurities. But don't answer that. But is it out of you being caring or, you know, just for safety purposes? Or you know that they might do trust. It could be trust. Is it trust? Because if it's any of those things, you guys can address it.
Yeah. I mean, and if your woman has... I wanted to mention when you said nobody wants to own up to being insecure.
Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing wrong when you're feeling insecure.
Yeah.
Right? It's just for you to communicate that to your partner, that I feel insecure. The reason I'm asking you this question, or the reason I tend to be this sensitive or overprotective in quote, is because I feel insecure. If you can tell your partner that, make them, it would also help them to understand why you get to ask the question, where are you? I remember when we were just dating, I was actually insecure at some point because there were a little back and forth that we both experienced, you know, based on your past relationship and what I found myself in. So we had that, and I was insecure. I had to tell him. I told him that I was insecure. So if you are feeling that way, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you voicing that to your partner. It will help him understand you better.
But just to be clear, right now, I don't. Do you feel insecure?
No.
Sure, I know that for sure.
I mean, you hear me say I know where you are.
Yeah.
I usually you know, right? But then you know why I asked the question. You know I asked the question.
Yeah, I know. I know why. We know. We can't put out radio. But the biggest fear is of a man is. And this thing can cause for, if you have a woman who can actually match to match to where you are.
So
this is where you are. Anyway, we'll talk about something else tomorrow. But let me just.
Do you know? You said that. That reminded me of something. Man, there's a lot. There's a lot of stories to uncover with the techies. I think we should look at doing that during the unscripted.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There are some stories. I remember one certain day that I bumped into you.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get to that. We'll get to that. I know a lot of people will know a lot of things about, you know, the backstories. Don't worry. The time is this year. You're here.
Okay, so Blessing from Ikorodu says, what's up, Lagos? Mine is that I'll ask where he is, and he'll tell me he's around. And I ask, around where? Then he'll tell me to look up. That's so annoying. I ask not because I don't trust him, but because I like seeing him around. And that's also, you know, part of the reasons for me too. Because I think it was time I was telling you that you just go see me here now. In fact, carry me along to that place you are going to. Carry me there. Or you come around and spend time with me. I just want to have you around.
Yeah.
You know. So that could be some of the reasons. Rachel from Ikorodu says, I ask this question when dinner is ready. I think I've taken this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Another one says, this is quite lengthy. It says, one thing I like about Collins is that he doesn't succumb, except the nail is heat. He's a stubborn man, that's why. He has a giddy. And then it says, yes, the question, where are you, could get one angry. Like, don't you trust me?
Oh.
But at the same time, it is asked for security reasons, but let's rephrase it. Something like, honey, where are you? I'm missing you. Okay.
No man will hear that and will still stay, except they are now doing something that, you know.
All right. So are we going to pledge today to change? We rephrase how we ask the question, where are you?
Put them missing you first before they where are you? Or if you can do it, where are you?
Okay.
You know, are you anywhere close? Are you about, are you done? You actually ask this sincerely. You don't do the where are you, except if you're angry or you want me to leave there now. That's where you say, where are you? Well, usually you always ask, like, are you done?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How long will it take for you to come back? So that will plan. I will know. You always ask that.
Yeah.
Just so you get it clearly.
I'm a good wife.
Yeah, of course. Asab, come on.
Asabi?
Nah.
Asabi?
Me, I can't be like this. You now not be good.
So maybe we need to rephrase how
the
we
question, yeah.
How we say the questions. Okay, so Rachel says I haven't taken her message. So okay. She says, I asked this question when dinner is ready and my husband is not back, or when I know he's supposed to be back home and he's not. He doesn't get angry. He tells me where exactly he is, and he's helped me to build trust over the years. Now, this is beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Now, share with your wife where exactly you are. I mean, so, it's not harmful. Nothing could go wrong. I mean, just say, I'm at this place. Except you're hiding something.
What do you say when the person... I mean, you're asking a person when you know where the person is. You know how to get there. In fact, it's 2 minutes away. People will be thinking, oh God, let me not go there. Oh, my own case is really, I don't know. It's 2 minutes away. I can assure you, where I am is 2 minutes away. Are you aware? Where are you again? Anyways, let's take some calls. Oh my God.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Chess alive.
Yeah, my contribution is my wife asked that same question, where are you? Mm. So this day I asked her to tag along. We went to that location and she said to me, so you dey chop life.
You see?
So then I stopped telling her my whereabouts because she uses that same location to taunt me most times.
Mm.
If I tell her I'm in traffic, she'll say, no, you did that, please. So sometimes I feel to be safe, I feel we should hide our location. Mm. Thank you to the techers.
Thank you.
Shout out to you. Wow. But it now is looking like you don't want her to have good life too.
No,
you don't want her to enjoy the
journey.
What is it?
That's why whenever you just say you want to hang out with girls, the way I leap for joy, because I want you to do more of that. You know, I want us to like have those. You get, and I think a lot of men have that because there are places you can't take your wife to. Hello, sir. Hello, ma. Are you with me? It's not because you are doing anything.
Okay.
You cannot just take your wife.
Okay.
There are places where you take your wife to. Any married man out there will tell that I take my wife everywhere. It's okay if you can.
But
there are places.
Can I ask something?
Yes, you want to ask why?
Why are there places that you cannot take your wife?
Because there are places that wives should not be there.
Wives, specifically wives.
To protect them.
From?
For respect.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? For respect. Carry whole family. This is because we now carry whole family. Come on, radio. We now carry family everywhere. Family everywhere. Oh, we are the techers right here. What was more? Oh, what?
Wait, I don't see anything wrong. So this is another conversation entirely. But I wanna just bring this up. So I remember when we were dating.
Yeah,
we could go everywhere. Everywhere, and when I mean everywhere, everywhere. We ball.
Yes, everywhere.
You get it? So why is it that right now there are places you cannot take me to?
That time we show everybody, wait, oh, she's engaged, oh, she has a boyfriend, oh. She has a boyfriend, though. Check that's what we're doing at that time, all right? Okay. But right now, there's a flag, there's everything on you, there's stamp, there's trademark.
There is stamp, there's trademark. That's the more reason, right? Because if they see me with you, they can see that it's his.
Can I tell you how, to me, I just believe that my wife should not be everywhere. Even though it sounds very, it's crazy because we're on radio every day, I think we understand, but this is different. You know, not everywhere I go, the husband and wife used to come here. You don't know.
That man
used to come with his wife. I don't like that. I don't. If we're going somewhere, let's go to unfamiliar places where people, yes. Not place where, you know, it's familiarity. I don't like familiarity. I don't like it.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to my wife. No, I don't like familiarity. Not for anything.
Okay.
Let's go to places. Yes, that place we can go to. No, but you know us now. That bros where they carry wife come. I don't like that, man. If they say that, I'll feel sick. So, get it. That's why we can't go together.
I still don't get it.
Hi. Hello, Tekes.
Hi.
Finally.
What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Glory from Ikeja.
Welcome, Glory.
So this question of where are you? I don't know why you infuriate men, but for me, if I'm asking where you are, it's just for security purposes. You know, God forbid something bad happens to you.
Yeah.
And they say, where did your husband go? And you just open your palms and say,
I don't know.
It doesn't sound...
Yes. Yes.
It doesn't make sense to me at all.
True,
so what I do is, typically, if my husband asks me, where are you? And I'm in Surulere, I would say, Surulere. I didn't know Gosanya. Or Surulere, Akerele. So that at any point... He knows where I am. But if you ask my husband, you say, Mwa ni Keja. Ibo ni Keja.
Exactly.
And you say Keja. You say Keja is so broad. If something happens, where in Keja do I know to look for you?
Do you get it?
I think
it?
men should just try and do better.
Exactly.
It's not as if you're trying to trail. If you do, if any man will do anything, will do it anyways.
Yeah.
It's not as if you trying to police him will do anything. But, you know, just for your own peace of mind.
True that.
It's good to know where your husband is. And men should just say where they are when they are where they are.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
I'll take your advice. And I hope other men will too.
Have a nice day. So, yeah, that's basically it.
That's really. It. I get it.
Really.
But like, as a man, do not like shalai. I've said this before.
Okay,
but we
so
have to
if
change.
You do not want to shalai, so maybe I should say this. Maybe some men or men should take a cue from you. Drop a note at home and say, I will be at this place.
Yeah.
And I'll be back at this time.
Yeah.
Or send a text message and say, you know what? In order for you not to ask me where I am, or now here I do, and I'll be back at this time, at this time. That is, I think that should also work.
That's right. That's right. I agree. So the whole idea of the conversation is not for us to come defend one side or the other. It's for us to find better ways of coexisting, you know, as a couple. Also, you know, building stronger relationships. You see, the truth is, whatever is going to happen in our society starts from man and woman.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you say, oh, you are this, you are that.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it starts from.
Yeah.
So if you cannot fix these little things, you will have roots here and there, and you have room for you know, and then you also have, you know, you destroy the entire the relationship between man and woman. Once it's destroyed,
you do not explain what omowobe means. So,
Oma, do you know what omowobe
is? Is it the same thing as karashika?
Aha, you allow karashika, you allow someone to come. So, you know, just to fix that, to avoid if a person decides to go astray, fine, but not that you now fuel it, you know, and then you get what I'm saying. We can fix these minor things, that we just ignore. But they can go a long way to fixing our relationship.
Yeah, there are quite a lot of WhatsApp messages. Really.
Okay.
Chike from Ebutemeta says, he sends another message. He says, there are places she can't understand. Andrea, tell the truth that time, if you go together with Collins to a football viewing center back then, do you really like that place? The noise and the rascality portrayed there? He says, be frank, do you really like it? I'm using the football game as an example, but I know there are many other examples. That seemed like you're asking me, as in it's a direct question to me, if I usually do enjoy.
No, we used to ball anywhere we are.
Yay.
We ball together.
Aye, aye, aye.
We ball big. We create a world. In fact, for that place like that, with all the noise, we're off the noise. We actually put off the noise.
For me, I think it's trips.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we catch crews.
Yeah.
You know, there are times where I want to just be in a cool, serene environment. But if I've made up my mind to go with you to a viewing center, I know what to expect. So I go there and I catch crews.
But you make it sound like I go to a view center where people are shouting.
See, it's not even that. So Chike, you didn't get it this time.
All right, great.
But I hope I answered you though. He says, Andrea, sometimes men need to chill out somewhere, just hang out, talk street yarn with guys that all your wife, you got to be cultured how you talk. Okay.
Yes!
Okay!
I wanted to say it, but I just held it. The moment your wife is there, and no one see, we are very free.
Okay, so this is it now.
We are very free with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, the entire atmospheric condition changes.
The moment I'm there.
When your wife is there, palm like
you
this.
You want to be a responsible man. You don't want to yarn.
You can't be shouting. You can't argue anyhow. Everything you agree. So no, what I think is, and that's not you being yourself. And
so,
if you not be yourself, it can become embarrassing to either party.
Yeah.
So
I get it now.
That is it.
I really get it. Oh. I remember, so now I understand better, if that's the case. So shout out to, I don't know who sends this message.
Yeah.
Please put your name so that we can get who sends the message.
Mm.
So I remember, if I go back again to when we were still dating.
Yeah.
I remember, whenever I'm around, you're cool, calm, collected.
Uh-huh.
And I know, the callers said, no, it's not cool, calm, collected. Cool, calm, collected.
So, I can't believe you just said that. But yes, it is. I'm crazy. Yeah, that's the truth. So,
So the moment I'm there, you know, it's like you're trying to. So I get it. There are times where you just want to be free.
I want to fly. You know, okay. I want to fly. Yeah, I want to fly.
I think that we just gave you guys exclusive content on the show today.
Absolutely. So for those who are wondering, how do these people even live? Yeah, you are getting small. But let's promise you, there's going to be something amazing very soon that you all would be, you know, have the opportunity to hear all the gist, including the other room. But not on radio, Shaq. Because you can't say that on radio. More calls coming in, more messages. Can we take more calls? We have a topic. I mean, we'll not enter our topic today. I mean, we should just stick to this.
We'll pick two calls and we head straight to it.
Because that topic is important.
It is important. The phone lines are still buzzing. Hello?
Hello? Hi, good morning. Hi, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
First time caller. This is Juba from Lakey.
Yay, welcome.
Yeah. The question you're asking is just like you talking about my relationship. I mean, my girl is so fond of that. Like, whenever she calls, she's like, "Where are you?" Sometimes I'll be like, "What is this girl thinking?" Like, it sounds suspicious to me. It's not just about security. If you're talking about security, then it should be better placed. Like, "Hey, babe, at least there should be a sign of romance, sharing." You know, just to let the person know that. But once you throw that direct question, it's more like you're somewhere saying what the guy is doing already that is going contrary and stuff. You know, men will always be men. Like Colin said, there are some things, of course, you can't discuss in the presence of your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that's just my contribution.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I remember this topic came up one time, and this gentleman that there was one senior citizen that said something about. He said, "Truly, truly, in as much as you know, men are, no man really wants another mother, even though the wife is the man's mother at the end of the day, because the man, not like the man's word, literally,
yeah,
but he plays that role of mothering you, whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to happen. That's what I know as a person. But no man really wants to accept that or see that, obviously. You know, now make it feel obvious that, look, I'm trying to, you know, the question, the last time the man heard that question was from the mother. Mm. And you're asking the same question. So some men are just on that defensive because of that.
Yeah.
Because they don't want, it's about control, really. The truth is all about control.
I get it.
They don't want to feel controlled.
I get it.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think we should look at it from that perspective and also see how we can rephrase.
Yeah.
The question is necessary. Yeah, the question is necessary, but how can we rephrase it? Let's not just say, "Oh, I don't see anything wrong." If you are not hiding anything, say it's not just black and white. Life is not black and white like that.
True.
It depends on the person. There are people who don't care. If you like, say, insult them when you are saying, "Where are you?" They'll still be okay with it. Mm. But there are those who cannot just take it because of their story, their history, whatever it is.
So I wanted to also add this or chip this in. If you're a guy and you feel uncomfortable with your babe or your wife always and constantly asking you, "Where are you?" and genuinely you know that you're not doing anything wrong or anything suspicious. Mm. So that question embodies a whole lot of things. So maybe you should ask her, just in a very cool atmosphere, have this conversation with her that, "Why do you keep asking me this question? What is your intention, or what exactly are you do you feel? Why do you tend to ask me? Don't you trust me?" And hear from her. Maybe you can understand why she gets to ask the question, and maybe reassure her if she's got insecurities. Maybe reassure her. That could also build the trust again. I think
absolutely. We made a lot of sense. Totally. Now we have that conversation. Don't just assume or don't cause a fight.
Yeah.
Don't say it is right. A man should. A woman should. There's no a man should. There's you and your partner should. Mm. You understand? Let's not just generalize. Okay. I think that's the match. A lot of people are calling. I don't know whether we take a few more calls. Can we take five?
Okay. So we promise two. We'll take one more.
Let's see now. There are many.
Okay.
Let's take five back to back. One minute. Hello. Good morning.
What's up, ladies?
Yes.
To life.
Cheers to life.
I'm so happy you picked my call today. Wow.
We're happy.
Thank you. Okay, so just quickly, straight to the point. Now, about that question, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
I personally do not like it.
Mm-hmm.
As a woman, I don't like that question.
So I just go on the defensive. Once you ask me, where are you? I go on the defensive. Mm. You understand? Yes. So I can understand when a man says he doesn't like that. That question. I've never asked my husband, where are you?
Mm.
You understand? And he doesn't ask me. But what we do is we are accountable to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going out, and you know, with the situation of things in the country now,
mm-hmm.
you have to know the whereabouts of your partner. So
yeah.
what I do is I share my location with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And then, so we basically just trust ourselves. I don't need to ask him where he is. If he tells me he's going somewhere, I believe he's going there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So because that question, where are you, just seems like you're trying to be in control of the person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that's how I see it. Yeah, okay. so thank you so much.
You didn't tell us your name.
Oh, my name is Genevieve from Alapere.
Ah, right. Thank you, Genevieve.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take Stanley's calls, calling from Ogun State. Hi,
yeah,
Stanley.
Hello, the Takers.
Hi,
what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, hello.
So, yes, I used to have this issue with my sister, my younger sister.
Okay.
I always tell her that, see, if you want to ask me things, ask it in a very nice way.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, I've always had this thing with the way my mom used to ask those kind of questions to my dad. And it's really, really controlling.
Mm.
Really, really controlling. So when you hear a lady ask that kind of question, it may just take you back to the way things were.
Oh.
You know, just trigger the past.
Yeah.
You know, so it may sound good.
Stanley.
Yeah, but Stanley was making a lot of sense. A lot of sense. So more like most men have been traumatized by their mom.
That's right.
Hearing that, where are you, where are you?
Uh-huh.
And it's like they're now relieving the past with their wives.
Nobody wants a second mother.
Yay, yay, yay.
That's
oh man,
exactly
that hit home.
Is.
And now I'm feeling bad.
Because that where are you question. Kule, where are you? Your mommy, where are you? Ma, you stammer. Mama. But they've come here before I slap you. You know, someone has lived his life like that.
Yeah.
You know, we are married and they want to stroll out 2 minutes away. Hello, where are you? Where am I? I'm in Lagos. Lagos Island. Oh, man, this is sweet, sweet. Anyways, I think we have to end this right now.
There are WhatsApp messages.
Oh, my.
There are WhatsApp messages. It says, Collins, are you guys planning a black box interview with...
Don't worry.
He says, I can't wait. All right, we need to go on a break, Lagos. All right, welcome back. 11:31 on the clock is still What's Up Lagos with the Techies. And with the first hour of the show, you know, we had a spillover to the 11 o'clock hour because it's actually a serious conversation. It is, you know, a real life issue. Mm. But it's a real life individuals like you and I.
Yep.
But I'm glad that we were able to address it. And so for some people who are experiencing it, maybe right now, women have an understanding as to why some men would, you know, be on the defensive whenever they hear the question, where are you? And also, some men would understand where women are coming from whenever they ask the question, where are you?
That's right.
Mm.
That's right. I mean, that's the whole idea.
Yeah.
You know, we would take a lot of risks, you know, putting out our story right here on the radio. And some people will be listening and say, hey, I still come. But, you know, we don't care. The idea is really to help others. Also find, you know, how they can fix things. Sometimes, we don't even tell you exactly how it is, just to let you know. You know, we even put ourselves in that vulnerable position just so that someone who is there would feel like, you know, I'm not alone in this.
Yeah.
So that you can fix this. These are just some of the sacrifices we have to do just to ensure that you get the best. We care about families. We care about relationships being fine because you know that our society, you know, is a reflection of the kind of relationships we have, the quality of relationship we have. And we can fix that by one simple conversation, from one simple conversation to another.
That's right.
That's what we're here.
And talking about conversation, the family talk is live. And today, I'm sure one way or the other, you must have found yourself in this situation before.
Hey.
But how did you handle it? Over to you, Paul.
So, let me tell you one thing. Why is it that it can... I know there's nothing is perfect. No situation is perfect. We know that for sure. We've heard that. I know you all are waiting for this. Why is it that in a community, an office, a home, a compound. Let me use a compound, a block of flats. Why would there always be one, you know, one crazy neighbor, one person who is just off, who would always, you know, people are going left, you would just say, this is where I'm going. Even, no, I'm not saying you are being unique, you're weird. No, somebody who deliberately likes trouble. Oh, difficult, just difficult. Okay, let's make a decision now. This situation is this and that. Everyone is saying, okay, I think this is what they do. Logically, everyone thinks about it. And that person will say, no. He will say, no. Why you people always just agreeing at that? Why did we agree? Why did you carry me along? Oh, God, we sent you a message. No, why did you carry me along? Why is there always that one person, or at least in a compound or a flat? You know, let me use compound. Even a block of flats, you don't live in isolation. We live together. When a common problem comes, maybe the electricity problem or water.
Or pack your car, you do not pack your car.
There is always that one person who would make it difficult. Let me tell you a small story. There's a guy. So one day, oh my God, this guy, they were bankers. You know, they live in the flat, and it was a block of flats, different people, and there were different families. So these bankers, they decided to, on a Friday, you know, bankers after our work, they say, no man, let's go to club this Friday. So they now went in around, they went inside the house, decided around past 11, you know, they said, okay, they should drive out and go to club. That's how their neighbor blocks them.
With the car.
They blocked the car. No, their car was blocked. So the neighbor, you know, that kind of compound where someone has to move for you to move out.
Yeah.
They now called neighbor. We're going out, please. Can you move your car? The neighbor say, where are you going to? They thought maybe for security reasons or maybe for care. He said, we're going to club. The neighbor say, must you, from upstairs, we say, must you go to club?
What's your business?
Exactly what they said.
What's your business?
He said, come and move this car. Do you know this woman? Is a woman. She did not move the car. This is true life story. She did not move that car. She said, you guys go home. Go on, sleep. It's past 11. We are going to club. Which club? This guy, they can't do anything. You can't break their door. You can't push the car. That's how these guys did not go to the club. So look at what they did. One day, it was Sunday morning. You know, she goes to church. Sunday early, mama. They allow her dress with a block her car. The guys locked their door. They went out. The woman call. He said, no, you mustn't go to church. He said, must you. Every day, church, must you. So that's how they paid
those
back.
Those guys are savage.
They did exactly the same. You know, shout out to Antai, by the way. That story, he told me the story. So the truth is, how do you deal with difficult neighbors? Or difficult... Neighbors.
If you're depending on where, or if you have someone who you are, would I say cohabiting with, or maybe
you share
a block, flat,
a block, you share a building, or a compound,
or your flatmates,
how do you deal with that? It's at different levels.
Yes,
there is that, you know. Oh, you guys all live in a block of flats, and you know there are different flats here and there. You're packing their issues here and there, and then you know from time to time you guys will have a common issue that you all have to come together.
Yes,
that one person would always be
going left. Everybody's going right.
It's okay.
You said
okay.
No, my way is the left side. Okay. I have to be on the left side.
They now follow you. So okay, let's go left. Oh, you said no, it's right. How do you deal with that? And would you like to share your own personal experience? We know these things happen.
Yeah.
And why are such people? Is it something we had to live with, or is there a way to deal with it?
I think there are people who would naturally have the opposite. I mean, I think at the end of the day, we just have to live with it or deal with it or have a way. Because at the end of the day, really, if you look at it, especially when you live in a block of flats or you live in a compound where, okay, there are four flats and or thereabouts, and you all have to agree for the betterment of, you know, everyone in the compound, and that one person is disagreeing, and that you know, for instance, you share the same meter, or maybe you're sharing the same meter that pumps the pumping machine.
For example,
and then you agree that at the end of the month, everyone must pay a certain amount so that, you know, we can buy unit for the meter, so that we can have water in the pumping machine. This person telling you, no, I don't have it. But at the end of the day, you need water. Everybody in the compound needs water. So how do you now handle that, the person who's refusing to pay, but then if you buy, that person is still going to get the water that they refused to pay it for.
That's right.
To pay for, rather.
I mean, it's difficult because it's a common thing in Lagos. You know what happens?
Mm-hmm.
People just give you a house. The caretaker don't care. Which caretaker? He doesn't care. Caretaker will just run away.
Mm-hmm.
He will not leave. He will leave. He wait for the next rent.
Yeah.
The owner does not even know who the tenant is.
Mm-hmm.
That's common in Lagos. No matter the area, it happens all the time. So how do you deal with it? We just want to, you know, come into your life tomorrow and find out. How do you deal with it? Call us now and let's hear your story.
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Do drop a WhatsApp message
on 0809-597-5805. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Oh, good morning. I'm a fan of you guys. Like, I've been listening for this from day one.
Wow.
But I'm not a caller.
Ah,
I'm calling for the first time.
Yay.
Wow. Welcome.
Finally, you made it. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah. This topic you guys dropped now made me call.
Okay.
Because I just experienced such last month. Like, a neighbor of the guy is just, I don't know, opposite, as you guys said.
Mm.
He's always against everything, and with, like, all this, like, that attitude is in me.
Mm.
So, I stay in a compound where we have two buildings, and we have a very big space. I can't park.
Mm.
So that it can contain up to like 20 cars.
Oh, wow.
So we don't have issues on parking. We don't have parking issues like that.
Yeah.
So that was the reason why I rented the apartment. So, like, okay, nobody come and knock my door. That, okay, I want to go out or something.
Yeah.
Mm.
So there was a day like that. I intended to leave the home very early. The next morning, like, very early. So I parked in a particular place where this guy normally parks.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came, he just parked on the road, like, so nobody would be able to go out and come in, like, because I parked in his own space. Excuse me, we have a big compound that even like some people in the streets do come to our compound just to drop their cars. Maybe they want to go for like a week and they don't have space in their compound. They can come and just dump it in our compound. So why should we have this parking space issue?
Mm.
So the guy just blocked the road. People couldn't come out. At night, everybody was just shouting, "Hey, guy, come down, come and take your car." The guy just left the car there.
Wow.
Not even answer us.
Wow.
The funny part of it is, the next morning, this guy went out without being in the car.
Wow.
He left the car there on the road. He didn't, like you said, because I intentionally parked in his space.
Wow.
Like, I didn't want him to park there. Excuse me, if I park there, find somewhere else to park. We have a lot of spaces here that you can park. And he just, that was how the guy just left me and my family trying the next morning. We couldn't move out.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
I'm sure you would try it again in this space.
He won't ever, because by the time when he came back, I dropped messages for him that if he should come and just talk to me, utter a word to me, and I'll beat him. I'll beat the hell out of him.
Ah,
I don't normally talk. I just go with, like, no big compound. I don't talk. So that day, I was so upset, because let me say this: common sense is one of the most expensive things on earth. Like, common sense is not common at all. That's,
it is not.
Well,
thank you,
I apologize
so
for your experience, man. Let me see. Dennis is on the line. Hi, Dennis.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Colin.
Yes.
It's very easy for you to live with your co-tenant like that. But when you are a landlord, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Ah, it's the worst. I was once a tenant. In fact, I was cooking. Because I naturally, you met, I study you, and I know
how you live or the kind of person you are. I will just say that is how you live. That is the kind of person you are.
Okay.
But when I became a landlord, and you have such tenants, in fact, you do want to go to court every day, you want to start ejecting every day, you will have a meeting with them. Give one prepaid meter affair. Give one postpaid affair. Give one cleaning affairs. In fact, it doesn't still work. I have these two stubborn tenants. Coincidentally, they never knew from Madam, but by the time they moved in, they became, in fact, I think they were born the same day, or twins. You know what I did? Hello?
Yeah, we're listening.
I used to have separate meeting with them. Separate meeting. Those ones, you know, that are these two persons that I know, they are very stubborn.
Yeah.
And we have separate meeting with them. This is what I intend doing regarding this affair. When they agree with me, is the one that is coming, is the one that will discuss the matter with them, because when I know it's the one that is going to scatter the place, and you don't be making trouble every day.
Oh,
that
my.
Is where I solve my problem with them.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Dennis. So, man, your landlord, you first call the tenant and say, please, so no scatter my plan. Man. Oh, dealing with difficult neighbors. How do you deal with psycho?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Rita.
Hi, Rita. Talk to us.
Fine. I was just laughing over here, sincerely. Hey, God, difficult neighbors. Hey, we have one like that too in my former place. At least you guys will call me and agree. You know, in Lagos now, usually, the landlord is not there. If you're having issues sometimes, you have to sort it out on yourself with your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
This guy will say he's going to wait for the landlord to come. Even if everybody agrees, I'm not going to pay she. Let the landlord come and repair the house. I read, oh God, for your own safety, Ness. Please now, he won't accept it though, that until landlord, you know, my husband is another person again. It's okay, no problem. We'll repair it. I will do it. And I will make sure I cut you off from this particular thing. You're not going to use it.
That's all.
Yeah, you will use it.
Yeah.
If you don't want to pay, wait for your landlord to come and do it for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. That's the way to deal. Thank
exactly.
you so much.
I mean, yeah.
Some people don't need that harsh. You know,
oh, God,
I'm sure that, I'm sure the woman would never ask that, why do you want to go to club again, ever?
Hello. Right. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive. Good morning. Welcome.
Yay! Good morning. I've been listening to you guys for ages. I'm so surprised I got through.
Yay. You made it this time. We're happy to hear your voice.
Thank you. You're talking about difficult neighbors.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I had one. There was a time there was no water in the estate, so everybody had to buy water in their tanks, right?
Yeah.
So one day, my neighbor on the next street called out to my nanny and said, I think your neighbors are stealing your water from your tank.
What?
And yeah, and it was like, no, how are they doing it? So my tank was next to the window. So they opened the tank cover and they put in a bucket and they were fetching water out of my tank every day.
Wow.
And that was just horrible.
Wow.
So I went to the police station because I was like, who would do that? Like, you have to be crazy. And the policewoman said, there's nothing really to report. I had to deal with it myself. And so, yeah, so we went back to the neighbor and he first said, you know, but I went into their flat and I took pictures. I was like, let me into your house. So I went in and I saw they had like designated buckets for my tank, which they were doing every day.
Wow.
So I took pictures and I called them out, you know, the owners. I said, look, this is what you're doing while, you know, when we go for work, you just fetch your water from our tank. And he couldn't deny it because I had pictures. So I had somebody to padlock. Can you imagine padlocking a water tank because your crazy neighbors are going after your water? So I did that, and you know, then you now saw them buying water. So I realized that they must have been doing it for months, and I never realized.
Wow.
And that is one, the hygiene. Can you imagine them doing that? You don't know what they're putting into the tank.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's my, I have other horror stories, but I think that one is the worst one.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you for sharing. Wow.
Oh, goodness. Stanley's on the line. Hello, Stanley.
Yeah, hello. Hi. The Techers. Good morning.
Good
Hi.
Morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes. Yeah, well, when you said this, I you guys just brought me back to a very difficult neighbor that we had.
Okay.
The husband, the wife, they are a twin. Honestly, when we come to talk about our NEPA bill, they refuse to pay. First, we had, you know, when you come, you get to a compound, you start living there, and then they tell you that, oh, there's this amount of bill that's been
bill,
hanging.
Yeah,
standing bill, so you have to pay. And everybody understands. These people will refuse. Okay, we'll say, oh, let's pay, let's put this set of money together so that at every month we pay, it tends to reduce. First, the person will say, no, you will not pay that amount. Trying to cause problems. We'll say, oh, we'll be paying like, oh, say, let's say we pay like 3,000 each person or 2,500. This person said no, you'll pay 1,500. This person will say no. If you say 2,000.
Hello, are you still there, Stanley?
If you say 2,000, you say 1,500. You say 2,500, you say 2,000. Sometimes they refuse. You say no, you're going to go and call the police that we are trying to make. Very difficult person. Hmm. The wife too will. It's like the wife tells. I think the wife is the brain of this man. Because I've never seen a man who cannot think for himself, who, when the wife tells something, he just does whatever. Very difficult. Everybody fights with this person. Everybody. To the point that the police station around this location knows these people, because at any point they will go and report to the police.
Wow.
Everybody knows. I am telling you.
Wow.
I have never met a neighbor
and
a tenant as difficult as this person, honestly. The last one that happened, the lady, when I went to confront the lady injured me, mm-hmm. and one of the tenants told me not to.
Oh my goodness, Stanley.
Some WhatsApp messages.
Some
because
WhatsApp
we're wrapping
messages
up.
Okay. Wow. This one here says, it happens in my compound, and sharply we disconnected others that refused to pay for the lights.
Uh-huh.
All right. This one here says, can difficult neighbors call or share why they are being difficult?
Do you think they know they are being difficult?
I don't want to say anything about that. Okay, Henry from Shopping
Episode.
That's a long episode. And he says, you have to understand that if everyone agrees on the same thing at every point, then there's no longer different human living together.
Okay.
He says, let's take the issue of pumping water that you raised. Have you met neighbors that would tell you you use water more than me? He says, why can't we be paid the same amount? You have 7 children and I'm a bachelor. Why do you want me to pay the same amount for water with you? It says, these are common issues, but it's caused by neighbors not being flexible with rules based on situation. It says, in my previous house, we use common prepaid, and those neighbors who act sanely but have heavy appliances want to pay 3,000 and enforce the spinster who just arrived Lagos with little or no appliance to pay same.
Mm-hmm.
It says, our landlord came in and shared the bills according to units.
Yeah.
It says, can you imagine that he came with police to search because those dubious neighbors calling others troublesome were hiding their appliances to avoid the charged high. Says that was how the issue was resolved, and nobody called anybody a negative neighbor again. Says they are difficult people, yes, but in most cases, problems in compounds has an iota of insincerity. All right, this is coming from Simon from Okera. He says, my own is tapping my generator lights.
Let me laugh, sorry. I swear, I believe it. Sorry, I laughed. So your neighbor tapped your generator. You put on the generator, plug it. Wow. Oh, God.
All right, Sean here says, hi, the tech is what's up, Lagos. There are some people who are narcissists in nature.
Yeah.
They are just built that way. And some are like that due to either parenthood or environment. And finally, them just swear for some people.
Everybody get pro.
It's not the first thing that swear for them has died. Oh, God.
You speak like you want to say more, but you don't want to say.
Yeah.
Oh my, oh my.
Okay, this one says, the second step back. My own is neighbors with disturbing generators. As an industrial generator. And even tired, it says, have called the caretaker to resolve it. And if any generator plays very close to their window, now wahala. It says, Abeg, I need advice from you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt. I think that no doubt a lot of us have experienced one, just that one difficult neighbor. And as much as you try to adjust or dance to the person's tune, or you know, so that peace will reign, you're just like, you're pouring water into a basket.
I say from house to house. If you like, move from this house, go to another.
So somebody
apartment.
Asked the question. It says, why are they really difficult? Like, can they own up? Like, I'm. This is just who I am.
I said, there's a book. I asked one of my difficult neighbors before. I said, the book is titled Me. Why am I like this? I said, you should ask yourself. I did that book. I asked him, why am I like this?
Hmm.
Oh, man.
Well, we're going on a break shortly. And after that, we'll wrap up the conversation. Babs from Ajastas. Good morning, Techers. This neighbor's wahala or neighbor wahala is most often shared within Face Me, I Face You. Someone stylishly using your kerosene in your stove. Does who know they use refuel disposal? Says hand clothes in your backyard. Them no go green. It says tapping electricity. Boroboro neighbor. Neighbor where they share your fridge with you.
No, that's another level. That's another level entirely. This one is different. We're talking about compounds where estates, where people they pay millions. They are difficult, but I'm telling you, no matter where, it's not the by the class. Every class, Face Me, I Face You. Mm-hmm. Estate, oh, same story. Welcome back. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techers, and the family talk is wrapping up now. We talked about dealing with difficult neighbors. We'll have a part two of this and look at what science has said. Or just check on that and, you know, get deep into it so we can find a lasting solution.
Absolutely.
Today, we just wanted to hear your story.
And I think we heard a few. We had a few that's really interesting. Really, really interesting. This one says, my neighbor turned off my gen when my exhaust went bad. He started smoking last night, you know the rest. I carried his wire because carbon no go kill me. I don't know if you did you get what he said?
Yeah.
He said, my neighbor turned off my gen when my exhaust went bad. Yeah. That means his generator was, you know, bringing out, either noisy and, you know, polluting the air or the atmosphere. And he says, he started smoking last night. His own started smoking.
Okay.
Last night. He says, you know the rest. I carried his wire because carbon no go kill me. So it's more like a do me a do you situation happening there.
Absolutely. Well, there is a research on this particular topic, which of course we'll talk more on that maybe the next time we bring the topic, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Andrea, it's always a delight to do this with you, I must say that.
The feeling is mutual, Colin.
Well, Lagos, Nigeria, God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria. She's Andrea Odubi Teke.
And he is Collins. Take
it. Well, bye for now.